Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Walk, don't run. 64. I don't ask me what the 64 means. I have no idea what that means. And welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and for my new book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, is thethirdingredient.com. Grant LaBeouf is our guest, our good friend, all joining us all the way from across the pond in England, in London, actually. He's the author of Digital Selling, Sticky Marketing, and because that book wasn't quite excellent enough, he wrote another one called Stickier Marketing. And I guess the next one will be Stickiest Marketing, right? Right, Grant?
I think I may have done that one now, Jim. I might have to come up with something else.
You gotta continue that franchise, man. I can't wait for the next one. Stickymarketing.com is the website. We're talking about values. And I'm sorry, we're talking about purpose. He talks about purpose. I think about values, and I think we're both saying almost the same thing. But one of the things that the point we've been making, folks, is that it's not enough today to sell your products and wait on customers. One of the differentiators that helps people. Grant, I wrote a book about this. People are ruling you in or out before you even know they exist by how you behave, not by whether you're cheaper or whether you have the biggest selection, but they're ruling you in or out by how you present yourself, how you behave, the purpose that you demonstrate, the values that you demonstrate. They're ruling you in or out before you even know they exist. Now, that's happening in America. What do you think? Is that happening in England?
Yeah, 100%, Jim. I agree with you. I think, you know, the thing about it is, and it's interesting, you know, the age of the customer that you mentioned one of your websites. But the fact is that today, customers, as we know, have more choice than ever before. They have more access to that choice via the web so they can really see it. It's transparent for them. And therefore, when customers feel empowered, they'll go to the companies that they like, that they perceive to have the same values that them, that they believe are like them. And therefore, if you're not exhibiting those right values, you're not going to attract the right customers. And that's really interesting as well. Attract the most appropriate customers for you. Because obviously, if you attract the right customers, it's easier for you to serve them well and therefore have satisfied customers that speak well about you and maybe want to come back as well.
When a customer in the UK is evaluating a company, and how when they think of purpose of that company, when they're, you know, one of the things I point out to people, Grant, is that if you look up a product online, you're going to see 100 different places to buy that from, and there might not be much difference in the price. How do you decide which one to choose? I think people start looking for things like purpose in the message that they have online, for example. What do you think? Are they doing that in the UK?
Yeah, and I can give you a really good example of this, actually. So there's a company in the UK, which I don't think is in the US. They're called Innocent Drinks. And Innocent Drinks started in the late 90s. So they've been going now for about 20 years. And they basically just make fruit smoothies. That's all they do. All they did, they've expanded their range a bit now, and they've been amazingly successful in the UK. But when you went onto their website, the first thing it said is, it said, at Innocent Drinks, we believe in enabling people to live healthier lives and die old. And the whole ethos of the company was to make fruit smoothies that were really healthy and really good for you. And they were called Innocent Drinks, so they're called Innocent Drinks because there's no artificial, you know, rubbish in the drink.
Right.
And people just loved the fact that it was a company that were trying to help them, you know, live a bit better, be a little bit more worthy with what they put inside them. But the drinks taste great. And that's a really good example of people bought in, not just to the drinks, because the drinks were good. But, of course, there's lots of – we've all got loads and loads of drinks we can choose from, as you have over there in the U.S. Mm-hmm. But what they, because people love the values of the business and the purpose of the business, and it's grown magnificently.
That's a wonderful example of what you and I are both talking about. That's a perfect example, and because there was no bragging in that. There was no hyperbole. That was a real, their product fulfills their tagline.
Yeah, and they're authentic about it. You know, I've had the fortune to meet some of the people from Innocent, and they are genuine and authentic about it. They really do believe it. It's not just something they did because they thought they'd sell more drinks, although they have sold more drinks
right.
because of it. But they genuinely believed it, and that's what we were talking about, those authentic values, that authentic purpose, something that's true, that you're not just saying because you think you might sell some units of drink from it, but you actually believe it yourself.
Right. I know a company that's in the heating and air conditioning business, and they say, we're not comfortable until you are. And I happen to know that the company actually lives those values. Their purpose, that's what that message that they gave, that they said is their purpose. And I know that they deliver that. And if they don't, then we tell people about it, don't we?
Exactly. If you don't do it, then it can hurt you. But if you do it, like the example you've just given and the one I gave as well, then it can really make a big difference to your business, because that word of mouth catches on and people talk about you in the right way and you attract more customers.
StickyMarketing.com, that's Grant LaBeouf's website. Digital selling, stickier marketing, sticky marketing as well are his books. Hey, Grant, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I'd love to. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Thanks, buddy. And good luck with Brexit over there, buddy. We'll see you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.